Welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast about New York City's kinda eligible. And I mean, I feel like that's kind of fitting.
That works, yeah. I'm kinda eligible.
Yeah, and it's a podcast where you can match with our guests by sliding into the DMs. You can see all that information at the end of the podcast, but today my guest is super interesting. And probably the first person who doesn't listen to the podcast who's on it. I don't know why he agreed to do it, but
I just like saying yes.
Yeah. So why don't we start by you telling us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How old are you? Where do you live now? What are you doing?
Sure. So I am 23. I graduated. I'm from North Carolina. Well, I guess technically born in Pittsburgh, but like grew up in North Carolina.
Yinzers, baby.
Yinzers. Oh, yeah. So I went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated this past December and moved to New York, Upper East Side, in August.
Yeah.
And now I am consulting.
So on the go lifestyle.
On the go.
How's it been living in New York now versus like being down south? And, like, what do you like to do? Where do you like to go? Bars, restaurants?
Yeah, so when I first got here, I kind of just, like, tried to do everything all the time. And that was made a lot easier by the fact that, like, I was on the bench at my job, which mm-hmm. means that, like, you don't have a project yet, so you pretty much don't have to do anything. Like, you don't have a boss. Like, you don't report to anyone. You have no tasks to do. So for, like, two or three months, I kind of just could do whatever I wanted.
Crazy.
And, like, also got a paycheck for some reason.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I was going to like rock climbing gyms down in Brooklyn.
There's in one of our past episodes, like somebody was talking about the best place to meet people was like
the rock climbing gym is a good spot. The girl I was with, a good friend of mine from college, like had a lot of guys try to pick her up there.
Yeah, literally, they were saying that it was Brooklyn Boulders and stuff.
It was
like,
Brooklyn
the place
Boulders.
To go.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Boulders and like the Soho Whole Foods apparently are the two places that like people really get picked up.
Yeah, there's a lot of like 20 to 30 year olds who are like fairly fit and adventurous. And,
I'm
like,
sure.
Open, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's busy. It's so busy. Damn, they know what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
I did some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which is basically just, like, getting choked out for an hour for fun.
It seems like something you would like.
Oh, yeah. Totally. the same girl that I was with was like, oh, my God, like, I didn't anticipate this, but I got really turned on during that jiu-jitsu.
So, what about, like, do you go out often? Like, where do you
Yeah,
like to
so,
go
like,
out?
Once a week or so, my thing are, like, dive bars. I haven't quite gotten used to paying, like, $15 for a drink
right.
yet, so.
I mean, I lived here my whole life, and I'm not used to that,
yeah. So.
Pre-game heavy.
As evidenced by the fact that we were just talking about earlier.
Yep.
Not remembering leaving my
yeah,
friend's apartment.
Yeah, I'm literally functioning on 3 brain cells today, so.
I'll go out. I guess I kind of just do whatever my friends are going to do. Like,
mm-hmm.
my good friend, like, is just very, like, weirdly well-connected, so we get invited to, like, random, like, boat parties or clubs and stuff.
Boat parties?
Dude, boat parties are the shit.
Okay.
I'm a slut for a good boat
okay.
party.
Okay. And what about, like, restaurants? You don't really...
I don't eat out
yeah.
that much, honestly.
We're
yeah.
just
I just make
talking about...
massive Costco runs.
He buys, like, 80 pounds of meat and then eats it over the course of a few weeks. Well, I think that's, like, a testament to your lifestyle. You like working out a lot and
yeah.
things like that, right? So
yeah, I was a rower in college. I played mm-hmm. soccer and diving and swimming in high school.
Mm-hmm. You're a big...
Big fitness guy.
Yeah, big fitness guy.
Big fitness bro.
Macros and all that shit, right?
Love it's protein.
Shit I literally know nothing about. And okay, so let's talk about your dating life. That's why we're here. So I don't know. I feel like you're in a interesting situation. So why don't you talk about it?
I'll describe my situation.
Yeah.
So I'm in an open relationship with a girl that I've been dating for about 3 years
mm-hmm.
since like around sophomore year of college. We've been open for about a year now. I was kind of always for it from the beginning, and she kind of had to, like, I guess it was a big adjustment for her, but it wasn't so much of a big adjustment for me, because I'm not, like, a very naturally jealous individual, but she is. So it's like it's not easy, I guess, but it works for us. I don't think, like, a lot of people could or should do that. I think a lot of people in, like, open relationships will, like, bash people and monogamous people and say things like, oh, they're just too insecure, like, they just couldn't handle it. But, like, I think everyone's just wired a little bit differently. Yeah, it's not meant for everyone, but it's worked well for us so far.
So when did you realize that was something you wanted?
I kind of always knew. I had been in, like, 3 or 4, I guess, relatively serious relationships.
That's a lot.
In my life. Relatively serious, I mean, like, 6 months plus.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, just never really considered myself a monogamous person. Like, I would always be interested in other people while I was, like, dating someone. And I've never cheated on anyone, but, like, it was, like, a trial and a tribulation to, like, restrain myself all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, there was just, like, a very much a disconnect when people would get jealous. Like, I wouldn't really understand, like, why someone would get so jealous of me, like, hanging out with a friend that happened to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, like, if I had communicated to you, like, I'm not going to cheat on you, it's just, like, kind of understood that that would never happen. So, like, why would you be jealous? Because, like, that's just, like, that's a boundary that we've set.
Yeah, I mean, people have trust issues and things like that. It's how most people are wired, I feel like.
Yeah, but I didn't understand that, like, in high school and, like, early college and stuff.
So you've known for a while that you're, like, and you don't describe yourself as, like, polyamorous or anything.
No, I think, well, mainly just, like, for pragmatic reasons. Like, having a girlfriend takes a lot of time and energy. And,
yeah.
Like, having two is just not tenable, like, not sustainable for me.
I'm sure.
I don't want to, you know, have to spend, I guess, that ridiculous amount of time, like, on
money, time, effort.
Yeah.
Like,
sustaining that level of relationship with more than one person.
Right. So you're non-monogamous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ethically non-monogamous.
Ethically? Okay, explain that to me.
Well, I guess I can explain it by, like, talking about the opposite first. Like, unethically non-monogamous would just be, like, someone who cheats a lot.
Uh-huh.
I think everyone's familiar with, like, that kind of thing. But, like, ethically non-monogamous kind of means that you... So every relationship, like, is kind of like a contract, almost. Like, you set boundaries and you have agreements. Like, each party's going to act in a certain way. Like, I'm not going to cheat on you, you're not going to cheat on me. And I guess if you're decent at communication, you're going to define what that means for you. Because, I mean, there's a lot of conversation about, like, is kissing cheating? Or, like, is such cheating? Like, I think you have to, it's different, again, it's different for everyone. Like, define on whatever the boundaries that, like, you as a couple set. I think the same thing has to happen in, like, an open relationship. It's not just kind of like a total free-for-all. Like, for there to be a healthy functioning relationship, you have to have boundaries and you have to respect the boundaries of both parties. So we, at the outset, over the course of, like, a month, just, like, talked about it a lot, read a couple books, and, like, set boundaries for ourselves. And a lot of them have to do with, like, always having to use protection, because you're not, like, You can take a risk for yourself, and people often do, having, like, unprotected sex with relative strangers. But if you're making that choice and it's affecting two people, then, like, you have to be a lot more careful about it, I guess. So that was, like, a very hard boundary that we set. No sex with, like, friends of the significant other, because that's just, like, really
messy.
Yeah. It would cause a lot of complications. That's mostly, those are the two biggest ones.
Okay, only two rules.
There's more stuff. I'm trying to actually remember what it is.
Don't have it, like, written out somewhere?
No,
like,
we have a Google Doc.
Signed and
written out. Yeah. And we've each had to, like, so in our, like, relatively small, like, college town, people be like, I know you're dating this dude, like, like, are you cheating on him right now?
Yeah, how does that work?
I should be like, no, we literally have a contract, and we've, like, both had to, like, pull it up and, like, show people, like,
really?
This Google Doc
contract.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, before people would believe us. People are like, I really don't know. It's like the perfect excuse, like, because someone, it's been, like, the other party has told me, like, even if you were cheating, like, and you just told me that you had an open relationship, like, it's literally the perfect excuse, because like I feel uncomfortable like telling that other person in case it messes up whatever you guys have going on, but like you also brought it up first, so like you seem like an honest guy, so like I just don't even know what to think.
So okay, when did you realize like in your current relationship that like you wanted to be in an open relationship with her?
Yeah, so we've had like, I think every relationship is for most part fairly messy and complicated. Mm-hmm. This one is no exception for me. I studied abroad in Hong Kong the second half of my junior year, and we've had a lot of like, I guess, issues leading up to that. Like me wanting to leave because I just couldn't, like, I couldn't be monogamous. I couldn't like deal with all the, I guess, jealousy and insecurity. Mm-hmm. So I broke up with her over like that 6 or 7 or 8 month period while mm-hmm. I was out of the country.
And you ended it.
Yeah, I ended it. I mean, I had broken up with her a couple times. It's like,
what?
I mean, it wasn't working for me, and like, like something needed to change. And that,
like, how long were you guys dating at that point?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you broke up a few times during that.
Like every 6 months or so.
Oh my god, okay. Did any of this like make you think this is not healthy? Like why am I in this relationship?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
It was like it was very much a back and forth in my mind like all the time. Which would eventually lead to just like the building up and like communication breaking down and like the 6 month breakup.
Yeah.
Essentially. So that I think we had a lot of time apart and were able to,
but you kept coming back to each other.
Yeah, she was very persistent.
Okay, and if she wasn't, you think you wouldn't?
I am quite independent and like self-sufficient from a relationship standpoint.
Yeah.
I think if she hadn't been so persistent, like she asked me to date her like 9 times before we started dating.
Okay.
And I didn't want to date anyone, let alone her.
Yeah.
It got to the point where she was like basically like, well, I'm not gonna like pine after you, like I'm gonna go live my life, and I was like, well, I want you around.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we can, I mean, yeah.
You're like, I'll compromise. My cake and I wanna eat it too.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, yeah, I'll compromise. Like I'll monogamously date you for a year and a half or whatever. We'll see how it goes. So it went alternately like very good and very bad. Just ups and downs. And then after that, like, 6 or 7 month period, when I got back to the States, we just had a very long conversation. Like, we were both fairly different people, I think. We both changed a good bit.
Were you talking while you were abroad?
Very, very sporadically.
Okay. Did you miss her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was very busy. I mean, like, I was having the time of my life
right.
in, like, a foreign country.
Yeah. Been there.
Exactly, yeah, you get it. So,
yeah.
Like, not to the extent that, like, I think she probably did me, because she was, you know, back in our same college, like...
Okay, she didn't go
having
that.
Having a life that, like, reminded her of, like, us all the
time.
So, like, I think it's very,
that's
very
tough.
Different environment.
Yeah, for sure.
Had it been the other way around, I'm sure it would have been also the other way around with, like, me, like, messing her a lot more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted, like, a clean breakup, because I've had, like, messy breakups that last, you know, like too long.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, it's not fun to go through. So I didn't want there to be like a ton of communication during that period.
Yeah.
So I was in like the area of our college over the summer after I got back. We just talked a few times and like, well, what do we really want out of like our lives? Like, we I've tried this thing between us and it's like sometimes worked and sometimes not. So what can we do to like, I guess, make it work?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I have to be honest with myself and you, like, I just, it's the monogamy. Like, I just can't, it's just not for me. Like, I love you a lot and you obviously love me a lot, but like, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
So kind of in the same way that originally I had said like, okay, I'll compromise and like be monogamous and try that out. And, you know, for the year and a half period,
mm-hmm.
she was like, okay, I mean, you went out of your
comfort zone
out of what you, like, I guess, felt you needed to, like, do that for me. And so she's basically said, like, I guess I'll do that for you
yeah.
now.
And then you wrote up the contract, you set the rules, off to the races.
Yeah. It's definitely been more stable.
Yeah.
It's been a year, no 6 month breakups. So
that's good.
Yeah.
And she lives here, right?
Yeah, she came with me to New York.
Okay.
We don't live together or anything.
Yeah.
I think that's like a very big step.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I personally just wouldn't really do until I was like engaged to someone.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that as well. Kind of. But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like most people I know who've tried open relationships are either queer or long distance.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work for you when you guys are in the same place? Like, how do you, like, do you consider yourself like dating other people, or like, how does it work for you?
So I guess one of the rules that like other partners always have to know about, like, the whole situation, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be, like, seeing someone and have them, like, think we're totally
single. Yeah.
So I've always been, like, very transparent with people that I'm sleeping with.
Yeah.
Especially people that I'm sleeping with, like, somewhat, on a somewhat regular basis. Or, like,
so that's allowed. Like, you can sleep with people, like,
yeah,
more than
once. It's not, like, strictly limited to, like, a one-time thing.
Okay.
But at no point would I, like, consider someone else a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, go on like a trip with their family or something, you know, like,
yeah, okay. So at one point, like, do you tell people that you're sleeping with that, like you tell them up front? Like,
yeah, pretty much up front.
Okay.
And I think not on like a first date or like, mm-hmm, first meeting, just because it's kind of like a lot to get into in like a first date,
I guess.
You're like, yeah, what's that like?
I feel like, I don't know. Maybe this is personal to me, but I feel like I would want to know off the bat.
Yeah, so, and it's kind of like a thing that I've been learning to deal with.
Yeah.
So now, like, in my like, Bumble bio, I put, like, ethically non-monogamous. So, there's something there up front to, like, let potential people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm learning how to, like, the right way to handle it.
Right.
I don't know the
person. Has anybody, like, reacted badly to it? Has it turned
I've had people, like, call me a cheater, or like, no like extreme like negative reactions.
Okay. I mean, that sounds,
like, that sounds extreme, but yeah. It wasn't like all that confrontation. It was like, it was more just like, she told me that she was uncomfortable with like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. I respect that. Like,
I'm
not gonna force you into anything. So that, I mean, that was like mildly confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
And that person viewed it negatively, but most people are kind of just like, I don't really know how to handle that. I've never come across a situation before.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah. So sometimes people, like, usually I think what happens is someone will be like, okay, well, I'm not going to sleep with you on this date because I need to like
think about
process
it.
This information and like think about how I feel about it. Yeah. And then usually I get like a slew of questions about like basically all the same kind of stuff that you're asking me. And
is that like hard to deal with, or are you like fine doing it?
So I've always been pretty, I guess, transparent and honest, or tried to be it. So it's not all that difficult, I don't think.
But does it get annoying, like, that you have to explain your situation like all the time, or not really?
Well, I mean, it just I'm not going on like I'm not like going on like 5 dates a week, like having to explain myself, you know. Like,
okay, so like how often do you meet other people? And
maybe,
how do you meet them?
Maybe between like 1 and 5 times a month, I guess, just
okay,
depending on how busy I am or,
yeah,
you know, what's going on. It's hard because I'm traveling for work, so like,
mm-hmm,
I only have the weekends, and like obviously my priority is not like sleeping with random people. It's
being
the relationships
girlfriend
that I already have, yeah,
yeah,
the friendships and like relationship that I already have. What was the question?
Like, how do you meet people?
Yeah, dude, Bumble.
Just Bumble?
Yeah, it's pretty easy that way. Because, like...
Because girls are reaching out to you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. It's, yeah.
That's, like, the perfect
loophole.
It was, like,
loophole
made,
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay. So you're not on, like, Tinder or Hinge or anything like that?
No,
you're just
never,
on Bumble?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's interesting.
Because, like, meeting like people through friends of friends is, I guess, how I would used to do it. But then it runs into the problem where, like, the social circles are too connected.
Yeah.
And again, it gets kind of like messy and the boundaries are weird. So
yeah,
I've like opted out of that, I guess, whenever the opportunity presented itself.
Right.
So yeah, mostly like dating app type stuff.
Yeah, mostly Bumble.
Yeah, mostly Bumble.
And it's like, do you tell your girlfriend that you're going on dates? Like, how does that
work? So we're different in that aspect. So okay. She prefers like to not know anything, basically. Okay. If she like asks, I'm not gonna like lie to her, unless she's like previously told me like I don't want to know about like this thing, so just don't ever tell me about it.
Okay.
And again, it's kind of a work in progress. Like we're still learning like the exact way to deal with these type of things.
Yeah.
So yeah, in general, I don't tell her because she's expressed to me like I don't want to know. But I'm the opposite. Like I'm like
you want to know.
Yeah, because in order for me to trust someone, like I need to, I guess, know what's going on and feel like they're not like hiding something from me. So I would rather know and like process the jealousy or whatever than not know and have to worry about it. Because like,
that's yeah, so interesting.
Not knowing always builds something up in my mind to be mm-hmm. more than it actually is, and then I just yeah, it's worse. It's worse than knowing.
So do you ask her? Or does she tell you?
She'll tell me.
She'll tell you, and she'll be like, "Oh, I'm going on a date, or what? Like, how is it?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much that, exactly.
And so you do get jealous?
Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, a human being. Like, so yeah, jealousy, I think, is, like, rooted in insecurity, and nobody is, like, perfectly not insecure.
Yeah.
But I...
How do you process that jealousy?
So I think you have to fight it with, like, evidence, and jealousy always comes from a place of, like, insecurity, so you just have to kind of remind yourself of evidence of like why you're secure like in your relationship. So mm-hmm. I mean I can remind myself of like a million different things. Like we've been through like, you know, so many of these like challenging things together, and like we've worked so hard to like create a relationship that works for both of us. So yeah, just kind of thinking about that, reminding myself of that, like no random person off the street or in a bar or in a dating app or something is gonna like
live up to
to that. So that, I mean, that usually makes it mm-hmm. pretty easy. I think just being like a fairly secure, confident individual in general helps.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different thing.
So you know everything she does, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know anything you do.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
How does that like power dynamic work? Because that feels so wrong, kind of.
Yeah. power dynamic.
Because it feels like in that situation, you have more power because you know what's going on and she doesn't know what's going on. It's like living in the dark, you know?
Yeah, I can't really understand it. It's just what she has communicated to me that she wants and like how she feels like the most safe and secure. I don't understand it at all because I'm the exact opposite, right?
Yeah.
So I think her thing is that she struggles a lot with like jealousy and stuff like that. So she'd rather just most of the time not have to confront it like all that directly.
Do you think she's only doing this because it's you?
What does that mean?
As in like she's in an open relationship, like because it's you.
I've talked with her about that. Yeah. And she kind of flip flops on it sometimes.
Okay.
So like I think in a world where I didn't exist, I don't think she would be in a non-monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
I think yeah. I mean, we've both like changed and grown a lot throughout the last like our time together.
Does that ever make you feel guilty?
No, because like the door is always open. Like I've never coerced her. I've never manipulated her. I've never like tried her to do anything that she's... I've never forced her into doing anything.
Right.
Like, the door has always been open. I've like, been very, very clear about that. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, being in an open relationship with me or I'll kill myself. Like, it's nothing,
Of course.
Nothing
of course.
Like that. And so, like, everything she does is of her own free will, of her own volition.
Right.
And...
I don't want to make assumptions about her whatsoever, but it, like, sounds maybe, like... I don't know, like, if she seems like this wouldn't be something that she would want to do, right? Like, maybe it's,
yeah, but
like,
then on the other hand, like, she'll tell me, she'll be like, oh my god, I'm so glad that, like, we do this.
Yeah, oh,
and she'll sing the praises of an open relationship to me.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it kind of just, I guess, depends on the day. Like, there's always ups and downs. There's always, like, sometimes you are challenged by, like, insecurity or jealousy, and mm-hmm. you can get over it, and you feel stronger and, like, a, you know, better because of it. And sometimes you can't, and it's hard, and you need support. Like,
why is it better to be in this open relationship than just be single?
Interesting question. I'm trying to think of how to answer it.
We only ask the hard-hitting questions oh, yeah. here.
I could be cynical and say, like, because she's so persistent, but that doesn't really capture all of it. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we love each other. Like, we want each other to be in our lives, and I think it's, like...
You don't think there's a way something... to do that, like, with you both being single?
No. I think,
like, if you were both single, you wouldn't be in each other's lives?
Yeah, we couldn't be just friends. I've talked to her about it before. I'm like, this is clearly challenging for you. Like, would you rather just be friends? And she's shut that down. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess the thing is, like, there's I don't think any other way to, like, be in each other's lives except romantically.
Mm-hmm.
At least from her position, like, I don't know if I could be friends with her. I'm very good friends with, like, some exes that I, like, still hang out with on a regular basis.
Does that make her jealous?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But, I mean, if there's, like, there have been, like, very particular people that are, like, I guess, like, problem people that were, like, it's too much for her. And she'll say, like, hey, I need to, like, veto this person.
Yeah.
It's just too much for me. And it's never been an issue. I'm just like, okay, well, yeah. I can respect that.
But you've said to her, like, you're willing to, like, not be in a relationship with her. And she's said no, right? Like, so my question's, like, why aren't you just single? It's because, like...
We love each other. I mean, like, I want her in my life, and...
It seems, like, I don't know. Why can't you be in each other's lives if you're not... together? Like, if you love someone so much, wouldn't you make that effort?
Yeah, and I...
You would?
Think that I would, and I think that I could. And I think what she's told me is that it would just be too painful for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess that's all the whole answer.
I guess. I don't know, I just find it really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Seems like... I don't know, it seems like she's just doing everything for you. And not, like, I mean, you did mention that she's, like, she likes being in an open relationship sometimes, but it does seem like she's doing it, like, mostly for you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's just my bias, like, saying mm-hmm. it all from my perspective and not, like, not having any of her perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I
could be
like,
right.
I don't
know.
Assumptions. But, I don't know. That's tough. I find it fascinating. That's why I'm, like, asking you so many questions. But it
I'm
seems
happy
like
to
it's
been answered. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like it's been working for you, mm-hmm. which is good. So, how do you, like, decide who you want to meet, like, on dating apps and stuff? Like, what's your criteria? Or is it just like any girl who's
down?
Yeah,
5'7", 145 pounds. No.
Also, when you're dating, do you have a type?
Yeah, I definitely have a type.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my friends would say white girls that look like thick black girls.
Literally, when you told me that, I was like, why would you ever let somebody like that leave your mouth?
I know. It's, I don't know how else to describe it, though. Like, the best, it sounds terrible, but, like, the best way I could describe it is, like, physical attributes. Like, 5'7", like, thick girls, I guess.
Okay.
It's, like, kind of my type. But I'm not, I like variety, so I'm not, like, strictly
mm-hmm.
limited to that.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, I'll see a girl that meets those, like, you know, has those proportions.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Just
like, wow, I'm blown away. That was
terrible.
A weird thing to say.
So weird. So, I, like, The first time you told me that, I was like, why would anyone admit this in real life?
I don't know how to say it. You asked a question.
I know, that's true. That's true. Can't like every answer, obviously.
You're so, like, wow, I can't unhear that.
I know.
It's not just any person who's like, who sends me a winky face. Like, it's not that desperate. How do I decide? I don't have, like, an algorithm for deciding. It's kind of,
I don't know.
Just,
it's like people have boxes,
do
you know?
I connect with this person or not?
Well, how do you tell? Like, how do you personally tell? You know, I feel like it's different for,
like,
everyone.
I mean, conversation. Like, mm-hmm.
Are you the kind of person who likes to, like, talk more on an app and then meet? Or would you rather just, like, set up a date and then figure it out?
It kind of depends on the person. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes someone is like, yo, I hate texting all the time. Like, can we just go grab a drink and, like, meet each other? And
yeah.
I'm cool with that, yeah. But sometimes they're like, I don't know, like, I don't just like meeting people from the
so
internet.
So it's up to the girl, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I usually will get a feel, I mm-hmm. guess, for, like, how the conversation is. And if I, like, if I want to meet someone, I'll ask them if they want to meet in some, you know, some fashion.
Have you been on any really, like, crazy dates?
I had one date where a girl, like, yeah, I have kind of a horror story.
Yeah.
She, I was asking about her family, and she started talking about, like, just, like, all the diseases that, like, ran in her family. Like her mom had, like, AIDS or something. And,
oh.
I was,
oh, my God.
I was like, Jesus Christ, like, some of this has to be, like, hereditary.
Yeah.
So I got out of there. I was,
oh,
like,
my
all
God.
Right, I'm gone.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
To bring up AIDS on the first date?
Yeah.
That's a move, I guess. Yeah. I guess
oh, I have kind of a horror story. This wasn't an intentional date. This was, like, going out accidentally, like, mm-hmm. meeting someone kind of thing. I was getting drinks with a friend, and then, like, a couple of his friends joined us, and he was like, oh, yo, my friend's really into you. Like, you should sleep with her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, ah, maybe, I don't know. So we like, yeah, I wasn't, you know, committed right away. So we went out all night. We were just, like, drinking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple different girls in the group. And it got to be, like, 2 a.m. when bars close in Chapel Hill. And, like, these two girls were just, like, both eyeing me. And I was like, what's going on right now? This is so weird. And they were, like trying to get everyone else to, like, leave. And then I guess they'd, like, come to, like, some kind of an agreement with each other. Because, like, they both started, like, making out with me at the same time. And I was like, oh, my God.
Making out with you or making out with each other?
Me.
Okay.
But, like, also kind of each other. It was
at
weird.
A bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, am I going to have a threesome tonight? Because I'd never had one before. And I was like, I was very excited.
Yeah.
And then yeah, but I wasn't, like, all that into either of them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like I had been hanging out with these people all night, like,
yeah.
didn't really feel any kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kind of disliked one of them, actually. So
okay.
I was really torn. I was like, I'm not really that into this, but, like, it is a golden opportunity.
You're
to,
like,
fulfill,
oh,
this, like, fantasy of mine.
Yeah.
So long story short, yeah, they took me back to one of their places and, like, attempted to have a threesome with me, and I just was, like, not into it. And I was like, yeah, I gotta go home.
Really?
I'm not enjoying this.
Oh, my God. So yeah. you it just wasn't, like, happening.
Yeah,
you.
It just didn't happen. Yeah.
Oh,
oh. And we were both, like, all three of us were on the couch in, like, the living room or something. I was
mm-hmm.
like, can we go to a bedroom or something? And they're like, no. I want it to happen here. And I was like, okay, this is so uncomfortable.
And these are random people.
Yeah, I had never met either of them before this night. But they were friends with each other, apparently. They had studied abroad together or something.
Okay.
And then, like, my friend...
That's wild.
My friend and, like, three or four of the other people that we were with, like, mm-hmm. burst into the front door and then, like, catch us all in, like, various states of undress and, like, sexual acts. And I was like, this is just... This
You're
is
like,
a
this
fucking
is
nightmare.
Oh, boy.
And then I left my watch there, so I had to go back the next
oh,
day.
Oh, God. That's awful.
Like,
I really want you to talk about that story of you in Peru.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one. How do I begin this? I graduated in December. I decided to go traveling. The plan was, like, 2.5 months and kind of just do, like, a big U through South America, like Peru, Chile, Argentina.
By yourself?
So. Yeah, by myself. Because all my friends are still in school.
Yeah.
So started in Peru. I had, like, 2 weeks where I was bouncing around like Lima, Cusco, like, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I was like hiking and stuff. And I found myself in this like rundown little beach town about an hour to 2 hours south of Lima. And I was like my first day there, like I'd gotten in like late the last night. So I'm walking down like the street at like 11 a.m., like middle of the day. And I got my headphones in, like just kind of, you know, enjoying life. I was switching hostels, so I had like everything I owned like in my backpack and on my person. And I didn't notice it because I was listening to music, but like a car had like pulled up behind me and like two guys had gotten out and they hit me in the head and I was like, oh shit, what was that? I turned around and there's just like two like little Peruvian dudes screaming at me in Spanish, like Socrates, too much heel, like take off your backpack. I didn't know what they were saying at the time. And yeah, I was kind of just like totally shocked that these people would be waving a gun in my face and like screaming at me in Spanish. So I kind of just like, I don't know, it's weird. In those situations, like you don't really think all that straight. Like there's so much adrenaline going on that, yeah, your brain just like doesn't really work all that well. So I was convinced that like, I was like, oh, it's a fake gun, obviously. Like they're not going to just like rob me at 11 a.m. on the side of the road with a real gun. So I didn't think they were actually going to shoot me, but like I was worried about like a knife or something. So I was backing up and like watching their hands, like seeing if they had a knife or something. And they just kept like hitting me on the head with the gun and screaming at me in Spanish. And they were trying to like unclip my backpack to take it off. It was a huge like 70 liter like hiking travel backpack. Mm-hmm. Where it like straps in like the waist of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just wrapped my arms around myself and just kept like backing up and being like, no, don't take everything I own. That would suck. And so, yeah, I don't know exactly how long it was. It might have been like 40 seconds or like 5 minutes, but like they reached into my pocket and like just took everything out and ran back to their car and drove away. And I realized they took my phone, my headphones case, and my passport. So I was like, mi pasaporte, necesito mi pasaporte. I was like screaming after them, like, I need my fucking passport.
Yeah.
And so as they were like driving away, like something flew out of the window and I went to like see what it was. And they'd thrown my passport out of the car. Like,
oh my God.
So I picked it up out of the middle of the road and like realized that there was like blood everywhere. Like I was like dripping it on the ground, like on my passport and shit. And I was like, holy shit, did they shoot me? Like, I didn't notice. But, like,
yeah.
It just turns out that, like, head wounds bleed a lot. And they've been, like, hitting me in the head with the gun. So these two construction workers drove up and, like, gave me my hat that I had lost at some point in the altercation. And
so were people watching this go down?
Yeah. It was a fairly deserted area. Like, yeah. I think they were, like, staking it out beforehand. Because it was, like, in between two construction sites on a road. Like,
yeah.
Right before you got into, like, a main area. So, mm-hmm. like... It was pretty empty. Like there weren't like one woman saw what was happening and like these two construction workers saw what was happening. Mm-hmm. I think that was it. I think, yeah, they probably expected to just like take the backpack in like 10 seconds and get out really fast.
Yeah.
They didn't count on me being stupid.
Well.
So, but yeah, I was also like, oh, I just bought this backpack like a week ago.
Oh my God.
Kind of so
stupid
nice.
For like not saying it to them.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really think. And so this woman saw the whole thing happen, and she like rushed up to me, was like talking to me, trying to tell me like press you on like a bit, like pressure, put pressure on your head and stuff.
And you don't speak Spanish.
I mean, a very tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, certain words I guess are like very memorable now because I have like all these strong emotions like to go with them.
Oh my God.
And yeah, she tossed me in the back of a little taxi, took me to a clinic down the road. I was like continuing to just bleed everywhere. So yeah, we walked into this little like dinky clinic that was probably smaller than your apartment.
Okay.
They took one look at me, like sent me to a table, told me to like take my shirt off, just like rinse me down, and put stitches in my head. So,
this woman,
my guardian angel, Wesley Chavez Plaza.
Oh my God.
Yeah, while I was getting stitches, she went to the police station, like filed a report. And like got me meds and stuff. I think the total bill was like $14 or something ridiculous like that for like medicine, like stitches and all that they did for me. And so we sat in the police station for like 2 hours while they were like trying to like type up a statement and all this stuff. The police officer was literally in like Microsoft Word trying to type like the sounds that I made because he didn't speak any English.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell him in Spanish.
Yeah.
So it was just, it was, didn't inspire all that much confidence that my attackers would be caught.
Right. I'm sure they weren't.
this woman was like, don't worry, they shut down all the roads. And I was like, no, they didn't. Like, that's just not
what?
Right. But yeah, they were basically like, oh, you're a dumb gringo. Like, I don't know what you expected to happen. Like,
yeah.
Being by yourself and like looking wealthy around.
Yeah.
We were like translating back and forth through Google Translate on like this woman's phone. So we were talking like, again, like talking back and forth on Google Translate. And she's like, oh, how are you feeling? And I was like, well, like my head is hurts, but that'll go away. But I don't think my pride will ever recover. Like we were like joking back and forth.
Yeah.
And, like, she was cracking up.
How old was she?
She's 30.
Okay.
Yeah. She's pretty hot. She was youthful.
Okay. 30 isn't that old,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Sure.
Well, I don't know. Some 30-year-olds look old.
That's fair. Okay. So you're like flirting with her over Google Translate.
Yes, flirting with this woman.
After you got
Google
robbed
Translate.
At gunpoint
after
in
she
Peru.
She saw me get brutally like pistol whipped.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm mostly just really hungry. She's like, oh, well, we'll go back to my place and I'll cook you some lunch. And I was like, that's ridiculous. Like, why are you so nice?
Yeah.
So I went back to her house, which was like very, I guess, I don't know how to say it, like poor, I guess. There was like aluminum like siding as like the roof. Like
mm-hmm.
There was no bathroom door. There's a piece of plywood that they put over like a little alcove with a toilet in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the front of the house was like a little shop front. Yeah, very just like rudimentary, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, I met her 12-year-old son, Raphael.
Oh my God.
Who's the absolute man.
Okay.
He just kept trying to show me Fortnite videos and anime.
Oh.
It was ridiculous. He still messages me on Facebook. All
really?
The time. I don't have to say back though, because it's all in Spanish, and I'll try to like type something back. And
yeah.
It just doesn't work. So she made me lunch. And she was like, well, what do you want to do today? And I was like, well, I don't know. My plans are kind of shot.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was planning on going to the beach. Like,
yeah.
I was like, but I could, I have like a hostel booked. Like, I'm sure I can find my way back there.
Yeah.
Like, I you don't need to like put up with me just because I'm destitute.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, nonsense. Like, well, we'll hang out with you. So we went to the beach. I was playing with her kid in like the waves and stuff, like just hanging out, drinking like Coronas and Pisco Sours.
Oh my God. What a quick turn of events.
Yeah. Right. And she was like, oh my God, like you're so good with Raphael. And I was like, yeah, yeah. The kids love me.
I literally can't believe him. Okay.
And she was like, so like, how do you feel after like this day, like after like getting robbed at gunpoint? And I was like, oh, she's like, would you ever come back to Peru again? And I was like, oh, it's totally worth it to be like sitting on the beach drinking pisco sours with a beautiful woman. Like,
oh,
I would totally
God.
Do it again.
Oh my God. Okay.
She was like, oh, titter titter, you know.
Literally like rolling my ass.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, over Google Translate with like a foreigner, like, you can say the cheesiest things.
Of course.
And they'll just assume it was like bad translation and it was really suave if they like actually said it to them. So that was saving me, yeah.
Okay. So then what?
So she was like, we're talking about, oh yeah, I was like, well, do you not have a husband or anything? And I guess she told me that like she, I guess, was like the mistress to a married man or something, and like, yeah, he has another wife, was the
okay.
message. So I was like, oh, well.
And you're like, oh, I can relate.
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, well, he chose the wrong one. Like, I was like, I don't really know what to say
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, you're like, okay.
Like, oh, I would have chosen you if that helped me feel any better. I don't know. And then we were talking about, like, I guess, what she likes to do. She's like, oh, I really like to go dancing. And I was like, oh, okay, we should go dancing tonight. She was like, oh, well, it's really not safe. And I was like, damn. She was like, but we can dance in my house. And I was like, yes, back on.
Oh, my God.
And so, I went and played, like, soccer with all the neighborhood riffraff. And, like, I wanted to take her whole family out to dinner. Because, like, I don't know, they've been really nice to me.
Yeah.
I still have my wallet because it was in my other pocket.
Yeah.
So I, yeah, like went.
Wait, so what did the robbers get?
Phone and my headphone case because they gave me back my passport. Okay. So they really just got my phone.
Oh my God.
Which I like bricked as soon as I got internet access.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot. And I still have my headphones. They just had the case. So,
great.
Yeah. Not the best thieves. Yeah, so I took them out to dinner. Then we got back. She was like, Raphael, fuck off. Like, go to bed. Get out of here. And yeah, she brought out this like dinky little like disco ball. like the Dollar General like disco ball.
Oh my God.
We were in her like living room listening to like bad Spanish like hip hop. And like just dancing, I guess. And like talking into the Google Translate, like talking back and forth to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really weird. Was probably really weird. I was too lightheaded to care at
right.
this point.
You're literally concussed.
Yeah, drinking like Cuscanias or whatever, like beers.
Oh,
and yeah, at one point I was just like, listen, like I gotta be honest with you. Like I know, like, you know, I'm like a person you just met today at a forum
yeah.
and all that, like a guest in your home. And I don't wanna make you uncomfortable, but like I kinda want you. And
I can't even imagine like typing that
yeah,
in Google
right?
Translate.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So weird.
But again, I didn't care at that point. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, earlier in the day I had video called, like WhatsApp called my mom from her phone. I was like, so funny story, I was robbed at gunpoint today. My dad was like, I fucking knew it, because he thought that I was gonna like die in South America.
Right.
He was gonna get like my severed head in the mail or something. Uh-huh. Like that.
Just
so,
a few bruises on the way back.
Yeah, a few lumps. So they bought me a ticket for home for the next like morning or afternoon.
Yeah, so you had one more night.
So I was like, I know I have one night. Like, gotta shoot my shot, I guess.
Yeah.
So
yeah, pun intended.
She sent me some long message that just didn't translate well about us being in like two different worlds and something.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're gonna have to simplify that. I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, she sent me back. I want to get the wording right. What was it? Oh, tonight, this house is yours. So I was like, call me Poppy. All right, let's go.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, we hooked up.
That is literally insane. That is insane. You got robbed at gunpoint in Peru alone. You had a guardian angel, and then you slept with her.
And I slept with her, yeah.
And then you went home the next day.
And I went home the next day.
That is...
I summoned all my Spanish knowledge. She, like, took me back, like, a taxi and, like, a bus and stuff, like, to the airport. And I had withdrawn, like $300 or $400 in, like, soles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, I should, like, I don't know. Do what I can, like, help this family out because they did so much for me.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, no, like, you can't give me money. Like, the only gift that I need is, like, the knowledge that you're safe. And I was like, you're too good to be real. Like, what?
Oh,
she also put a shot in my ass at one point.
What?
Yeah. When we got back to her house for lunch, we had to, like, go and buy, like, medical supplies because, like, the little clinic just didn't have them or something.
Yeah.
And so we bought, like, a syringe and, like, medication, I guess, for, like, I don't know, infections or something.
Okay.
Like, and she just told me to, like, drop my pants and bend over. And I was like, oh, Jesus, it's only like 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm not ready for this yet. But yeah, then she just put a shot in my ass.
So she had already really seen,
she had
like...
seen the goods.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew what she was in for.
Did you tell your girlfriend this story?
Yeah, I did.
Like, fully?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was like, did you fuck the mom? And I was like,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, I also was like, you definitely fucked that woman. Like,
yeah.
So clear.
Yeah, the moment I said guardian angel, people are like, yo, you fucked the mom, didn't you?
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I fucked the mom.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I was trying to build it up, but thanks for ruining it.
Well, that's psychotic. That's literally the most insane story I've ever heard.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I don't know, let's shift gears a little bit. So another thing I think is interesting is that we are in New York, right? Which is super liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not.
Correct. No, I definitely do not consider myself a liberal or a progressive or any left anything, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we briefly talked about this before, but I guess like to classify my political leanings, it's I'm a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is useful to talk about political leanings, like, not in terms of, like, what, I mean, I think it's traditionally talked about in terms of issues, like, how do you feel about gun rights, or how do you feel mm-hmm. about, like, Social Security. I think it's more helpful at first to come at it from a perspective of, like, values.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, starting with, like, these are things that are important to me, and that's, like, the reasons why I believe what I
mm-hmm.
believe, because then I think it's a lot easier to understand where someone's coming from, and not just be like, oh, you're a fucking idiot.
So, what are your base values?
Base values, like, a careful listener might have noticed that I care a lot about personal freedom.
Uh-huh. Seems on brand. You voted for Trump.
Yes. not a fact that a lot of people like to hear in this city.
That's, you know, not a surprise. How do you, like, navigate that while dating?
It's kind of interesting, actually. So I think something like...
Does it come up often?
I'd say maybe 20% of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. It's usually only, like fairly politically minded people,
mm-hmm.
I think, ever even ask.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone else who, like, feels that they have, like, very similar values to me. And they'll be like, did you vote for Trump? And I'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, oh, cool, me too. but on the other side of that, like, and it's this weird thing where people are, like, are very much attracted to, like, contradictions, I think.
Okay.
So, like, a sizable chunk of the women that I've, like, slept with or been involved with have been, like, very, very liberal.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, always be like, oh, I hate you, but like, I like you at the same time. I don't understand it.
I think it's interesting when you say like, oh, personal freedom is something that's like really important to me. And then we talk about like women's rights and abortion.
Yeah. We had a long conversation about abortion, and that's like, I was telling you that that's something that like, I still have yet to like totally make my mind up about.
Yeah.
Just because it's so challenging to understand where the boundaries are, but I think it should be regulated, I guess. But like at the same time, accessible to those who need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the best compromise that I've reached. It's not perfect.
Is your girlfriend conservative or liberal or what?
She's, I'd say, moderately liberal.
Okay.
She cried when Trump was elected.
and she knew you
yeah,
voted
yeah,
for Trump.
Yeah. But she's not very politically minded, so mm-hmm. she doesn't really, like, she probably couldn't name most of the Democratic candidates right now. She doesn't really care all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is that something that's important to you? Someone who's politically minded or not really?
I don't care.
Yeah.
I care that someone is like principled and has values that they're aware of.
Mm-hmm. So with this coming election, you're probably leaning towards Trump again.
I don't know. It's weird because, like, I actually really like Andrew Yang.
Oh, you fucking would. Okay.
And Tulsi Gabbard. Mm-hmm. I think those would be my two top Democratic candidates.
Yeah.
I don't think either of them are getting elected.
No, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't a politics podcast.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm liberal.
No way.
Shocker of the cent. Cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, don't say that too loudly.
Yeah, born and raised in New York City, like, God forbid.
Not a lot of people can connect across like political lines well, especially in a relationship like that's very close, like
mm-hmm.
a close romantic relationship. I think it's probably the norm to like seek towards people who agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely do get along better with like people who agree with my values and political leanings,
mm-hmm.
like, fucking duh.
Yeah.
But I think it's a valuable trait in a partner to be able to like look past things that don't really matter all that much to like connect on a deeper level. And I think I kind of select for that trait
mm-hmm.
when I, you know, am able to get close with someone who doesn't agree with me politically, but can still, I guess,
have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're ethically non-monogamous, but you did mention at some point, like, oh, you'd only move in with someone if you got engaged. So, like, do you believe in marriage?
Yeah, I don't have anything against marriage.
Like, would you personally get married?
So, I'm deferring that decision. I've, like, promised myself that I'm not going to get married until I'm, like at least 29 or 30.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal.
A, because guys'
age.
Brains don't develop fully
oh,
until they're, like, late 20s. And I would like to have a fully developed frontal lobe when I make that decision. And just, like, a lot of what I've read is that, like, one of the biggest decisions that impacts your life and, like, overall quality of life is the person that you marry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just not a decision that I'm going to make lightly.
Yeah.
As
it shouldn't be for anyone.
Yeah. And so anytime the question of marriage has ever come up, I'm just like, I'm literally not even thinking about that right now. Like,
yeah.
This is so far in the future that...
But it is something, like, you would potentially do.
Yeah, I'm not, like, outright against
and marriage. If you were married, like, you would want to be open.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, people change a lot, and that's, like,
mm-hmm.
7 years away. So, I can't definitively say, but, like, ideally for me, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows, I might grow out of it and learn to be monogamous, but
yeah.
I wouldn't count on it.
You're so sure in yourself that this is, like, what you need and you want.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried it, like, so many times, and every single time, it's been an issue.
Yeah.
So,
well, is it an issue because you're interested, like, you just need to have sex with other people, or, like, what is it?
Not even that, necessarily, like...
Because that's essentially, like, what
you
gain.
That's how it's phrased as, yeah.
Because what are you gaining otherwise? You're not, like, dating other people and being in relationships
with them. I think it's more just about, like, not feeling trapped and, like,
mm-hmm.
feeling like I have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm on, like, the very far end of, like, can't stand being told, like, what to do or how to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, extends to a lot of areas of my life.
Right.
So, like, I would never, like, seek to control another person based on my own feelings. And
mm-hmm.
so I can't handle it very well when someone else feels justified in controlling me based off of their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I would never ask a potential partner or a partner, like, to do something sweet.
And then... then we'll go into the this or that questions. Okay. I still talk to the person I lost my virginity to. Yes or no?
Not on a regular basis.
Period sex.
Not ideal. Have done it.
Have you ever ghosted
Don't
someone?
Don't strive for it. Ghosted someone? Have I ghosted someone? I don't think so. I have no problem saying, like, I'm no longer interested in seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, yeah, I don't want to get text every 3 weeks from someone who's like, hey, I'm still here. So I'll be like,
you'll
yeah,
just cut it off.
I'm no longer interested in seeing
yeah.
you.
Yeah. If you and your partner have different sex drives, will it work?
Yeah. I think especially with an open relationship. Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Because if, like, you know, my partner wants more than I can give, like, she can go somewhere else. And same for me.
Split the bill on the first date.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
do you like to date people who are hotter or less hot than you?
Yeah, I have a problem because no, to say no one's hotter than me, so. No.
I hate you.
Yeah, I told you, I get that a lot.
I'm sure
no,
everyone who's listening is like,
Pretty close to me, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think.
And you think you're pretty good looking.
I do consider myself attractive. So yes, I would like to also date someone that I find attractive.
Do you ever reuse nudes?
Reuse nudes? I don't really send nudes to begin with, so no.
Okay.
I don't even use them, let alone reuse them.
So have you ever sent a nude?
Yes, like very sporadically.
Okay. Do you keep a list of people you've gotten with?
I do. Yeah, I have a list of names in my phone. Yeah.
And is it like people you've slept with, or is it like anything?
Penetrative sex.
Okay. Have you ever been hit on at work?
Yeah. By dudes and girls. Very aggressively by some dudes. Gay dudes are shameless, man.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Like... Why not?
Because why not? Yeah, fair.
How often do you go on dates?
Yeah, between like 1 and 5 times a month.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
What's the biggest age difference between you and the oldest person you've gotten with?
Yeah, like 7 years. Okay. Yeah, so the 30-year-old woman was,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And the youngest? Age difference between you and the youngest?
Maybe like 18 or 19, like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. 4 years probably, yeah.
Group sex.
I'm so for it, but I've never had the opportunity. I'm so mad.
I mean, you have had the opportunity, it sounds
Yeah,
like.
But not like an explicit, well, yes, but not one that's worked out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I think that would be so cool.
Would you hook up with someone from work?
Depends, like, in what capacity. Like, if I'm in a company with 300,000 employees and they're, like, in an office in a different state, mm-hmm. I obviously don't give a shit. But if they're, like, someone that I interact with on a day-to-day basis, definitely not.
When someone asks for your Snapchat before your phone number, do they just want to fuck?
I don't know. I don't get Snapchat. I hate it. I hate using it.
Are you on social media?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty active Instagram.
Okay.
I have a Facebook, I have Instagram, I have a Snapchat, but like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand how to communicate with someone on Snapchat. It's such a weird, like, limited thing. Your message just disappears, so, like, I never know what the fuck we're talking about, because we're just, like, tagging each other back and forth, like, over a day, and I don't remember what I said, don't remember what they said. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to have a conversation.
Have you ever been stood up?
Have I ever been stood up? I don't think so. I feel like I would know.
Have you ever
No, I definitely haven't stood up. Okay. I'm so mad. Like, I biked, like, 100 blocks. I biked from, like, Columbia University down to, like,
okay, well, that also Houston seems like area. A you problem that yeah. you decided to bike.
I meant that. I traveled a great distance okay. to go on this date. And this girl's like, oh, I got sick. I'm not coming anymore. Maybe next time. I was like, oh, damn, you could have told me that sooner than 5 minutes after we're supposed to meet up.
Yeah.
And then, like, immediately I see in her Snapchat story that she's at, like, a bowling alley.
Okay.
She's like, no, I've literally been throwing up for the last hour. Like, I can't make it. And so I was like, hey, like, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, like, there's not going to be a next time. Like, that's so rude.
Okay, only has cello pics on their dating profile, but is hot. Would you swipe left or swipe right?
That, I guess, is kind of a weird red flag, yeah. But I would give the person an opportunity to, you know, redeem themselves. And
only has group pictures on their dating profile, and they could maybe be one of two people, and one is clearly hotter than the other. Which is swipe left or swipe right?
Probably left, yeah. Indicative of insecurity.
Has a funny and cool dating profile, but isn't your type. Swipe left or swipe right?
Yeah, I'm not too married to type, so.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be a big issue.
How would you classify your sex drive?
High.
Have you ever used a sex toy?
Yeah.
How long is a typical first date for you? 1 to 2 hours or 2 to 4 hours?
I guess it depends if we want to sleep together or not.
Do you usually sleep with people on the first date?
Maybe 30 or 40% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
How
many dates would you go on with someone, like, if they, like, how long will you, like,
have? Go on a date with someone without, like, without sleeping with them, and like, still be interested?
Yeah.
There's not a hard limit, and it depends on what I'm interested in. Like, there's people that I don't really care all that much if I sleep with them, just because I find them fun to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm just looking to make friends.
There's some people where it's like, God, I just want to sleep with you. Like, can we stop talking? So it really depends on the person, yeah. But I'm usually am not ending up with people the second type, but sometimes mm-hmm. I do find myself in that situation.
Do you follow people you date on Instagram?
Yeah. All one of them. That I, like, actually date. Otherwise, yeah, sometimes. I don't know, it depends. If it's like a one-night stand or something, like, no, I don't care about your life. But it's someone where I'm like, I feel close to, then yeah, sure, why not?
So we wrap up, like, every segment by doing something called shots, which is rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So they're like this or that questions. So if you're ready, we'll do that.
Let's do it.
Okay, rapid fire. iOS or Android?
Android.
Like, could he get any worse? It's hard.
I'm trying to be worse.
Big parties or tiny, like, intimate gatherings?
Intimate gatherings.
What's worse, laundry or dishes?
Dishes.
Glasses or contacts?
Contacts.
Money or free time?
Free time.
Iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
Meat or vegetables?
Meat.
Mac or PC?
PC, I guess.
God damn it. Beer or wine?
Beer.
TV shows or movies?
TV shows.
If you had a boat, what would you name it?
You can't quickly name a boat. Mm. That's your baby. It'd have to be somewhat punny, but not too obvious of a pun.
It's like defeating the whole point of rapid fire questions.
I'm sorry, I can't come up with something quickly for that one. That requires a lot of deep thought. Mm-hmm. I have to skip this one.
Wow. First person ever in Greg's first history to skip the boat question. Everyone gets asked that question.
Wow, really?
If you listen to my podcast, you would know. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on and answering all these hard-hitting questions. I hope it wasn't too bad. And, like, I do appreciate you, like, talking so freely. I still am figuring out, like, why you decided to
do this. I don't know. I enjoyed, like, hanging out with you. I just figured it'd be fun again.
This is our very exciting 10th episode. So if you are, for some reason, interested in meeting him, you can... I only claimed kinda eligible people here, so you can slide into the DMs at drinks.first on Instagram. If you don't have an Instagram, drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.